Yeah, that's a blessing, right? And I never knew that about the barbarians. They just don't speak Greek. Okay, we finally made it to Acts chapter 28.
And, Acts chapter 28.
28.
28, the last one.
Last one.
It's a long chapter.
Yeah.
And verse
1. They just survived a bad storm that tore the ship up. And now they're, verse 1 says, and when they were escaped, then they knew that the island was called Melita. And the barbarous people showed us no little kindness.
You know who they are?
We know what barbarians are, don't
they? Yeah, Gentiles that don't speak Greek. And now right here in verse 2, you can tell that it they're not mean people. They showed us no little kindness. For they kindled a fire and received us every one because of the present rain and because of the cold. So they saw them in duress and they did something to help them out. Verse 3. Yeah. And when Paul had gathered a bundle of sticks and laid them on the fire, there came a viper out of the heat and fastened on his hand. And when the barbarians saw the venomous beast hang on his hand, they said nothing. They said among themselves, no doubt this man is a murderer, whom though he had escaped the sea, yet vengeance suffers him not to live. And he shook off the beast into the fire and felt no harm. Howbeit, they looked when he should have swollen or fallen down dead suddenly. But after they had looked a great while and saw no harm come to him, they changed their minds and said that he was a god. In the same quarters were possessions of the possessions.
Let me stop you there.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you think when that snake bit Paul, that it was no harm? That was a part, he's supposed to have fell dead. They were looking for him to fall.
That goes back to Mark. If you, you know, we have authority over serpents, scorpions, over all the power of the earth. If you drink any deadly things, it won't hurt you. Now, Paul had faith in this because he spent time with the Lord. He wasn't there when Jesus taught it in the flesh, but he was there when Jesus taught it in the Spirit, by the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So he got it by revelation.
He got it by revelation, like we do. And this is why it's so important to train with the Lord. The Lord will prepare you for whatever you're going to face. If you just run out there without that, it can be dangerous.
Well, it's like you said, though, Thurston. You know, you get a word from the Lord, and you can put your faith in that word. Paul had gotten the word. He was going to go and be witness in Rome.
Mm-hmm.
You have, you're going to Rome, Paul. Yeah. Jesus said, you're going to go to Rome.
Right.
And so when Paul got bitten, he said, ain't going to hurt me because I got to get to Rome. I'm not in Rome yet. So no. I know I'm going to go. I know this snake's not going to kill me because I'm going to Rome. God told me I'm going to Rome. Mm-hmm. So I don't have to worry about this snake.
Yeah.
His faith saved him, really.
Mm-hmm.
But if he had said, oh, I've been snake bit. Oh, what am I going to do?
Go cut it and flip it out.
If he had to put his focus on the circumstances, sometimes what we do,
mm-hmm.
God say, I'm going to bless you. And you circumstance come up, you say, oh, you know, your focus go on that circumstance.
Yeah.
Then you lose sight on the word he has given you.
Yeah.
You lose sight of the lesson.
Yeah.
He's already blessed you with everything.
Mm. Yeah. You lose sight on that word that he has spoken. Sometimes God speaks a special word to you. Mm-hmm. And he has spoken a special word right to Paul.
Mm-hmm.
He had told Paul a special word to
you.
Mm-hmm. The angels spoke to him. The angels came to him. Spoke a special word to him.
Mm-hmm.
But if he had to let that snake and focus on that snake,
it will stop.
That's right.
That circumstances and that snake bite.
Yeah.
You know, it didn't need no scientists or nobody there to tell him that that was a poison snake. That snake had killed many men. And they knew that when he lynched onto him. They knew, they said, he gone now. He dead now.
It's kind of like what Stephen talked about. You get the example of what Stephen gave us this morning. That's what happens when you train with the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. He showed you the balance of things, the truths you'll need for what you're going to do. And he, and you won't go out blind. You'll go out in faith and confidence. And Paul trained with the Holy Spirit.
That's true.
And, you know, and this works.
So Paul hung on to that word.
He hung on to the word.
That he had gotten. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes we let prophecy or word go because of a situation or circumstance that arise.
All prophecy is not always received, even though it's good, because mm-hmm. it will be challenged. And if you let it slip, then it'll be as if you never heard it. And you have to mix faith with it.
It's kind of like Peter going to Jesus when he saw the winds and mm-hmm. the waves, how boisterous that was. Although he was walking the water, mm-hmm. when he saw the winds and waves, he was just on the hand. I mean, Jesus could reach out and get him by hand. Mm-hmm. But he began to sink because he got his eyes mm-hmm. off of yeah. the word.
And that's what the Holy Spirit, you know, you can. I like to train now. I don't want to wait till I need to know something to be scrambling. I want to get all that situated mm-hmm. ahead of time. So whatever the Lord bring to me, I study it and I ask questions and I seek him about it so that when I'm faced with something, I can handle it. One thing that I never got bit by a snake, and I hope I never do. But where I live in the woods. And I've seen all kind of ungodly spiders out there. So I've killed all kind of spiders. And I was, my lawnmower backed into Alicia's Jeep before Olivia was born. She had a red Jeep Cherokee. And I wanted to get the belt back on it so I could move it before she saw that lawnmower had backed into a Jeep. So I laid on the ground and something bit me. You know, out of reflex, I said, nothing shall by no means hurt me. I didn't know what bit me. So I put the belt on there, got it back out of the way, and something else bit me. I was on my feet by now, and I opened my shirt, and I saw an ant. I just wiped it off. Now, I could feel both stings, one below, one above. And I looked at it again. The second bite swelled up, and the first one didn't. But because I had claimed immunity to when it first bit me. I didn't know what it was, but when I saw it was an ant, I just brushed it off. But the second bite swelled up, and the first bite didn't. And the first bite should have had more venom than the second bite, you know, logically. It worked. The word works. If you Amen. Take authority over something, Amen. It works.
Amen.
And but if you don't take authority over it, Paul would have been in trouble.
That's true.
But he, you know, in training with the Lord, when the Lord, he'll prepare, you know, he had to go all kind of places. Scorpions, and he studied in the deserts of Arabia. There are plenty of scorpions out there. And there are all kind of snakes out there in the desert. So he couldn't let a snake stop him from doing God's will. Yeah. That doesn't make sense. And when this happened, at the end of verse 6, they changed their minds and said he was a god. Now he's got another situation that's worse than the first. People are looking at you as if you're a god. So in the same quarters were possessions of the chief man of the island, whose name was Publius, who received us and lodged us 3 days courteously. And it came to pass that the father of Publius lay sick of a fever and of a bloody flux, to whom Paul entered in and prayed and laid his hands on him and healed him. But Paul did the works of God because he was trained. If there would have been preachers who say, well, healing went out with the apostles, all right, Publius' daddy would have died. A revival would not have broken out. And in fact, he probably would have died, been real sick with the snake. And they would have thought that he was a murderer. You know, a lot of things happen because he stayed in the flow of the Holy Spirit. If the Holy Spirit speaks anything to you, if he wakes you up and talks to you about something, don't just receive it, but get a firm understanding and ask him all kind of questions till you're satisfied that you can handle whatever it is. My cousin said something to me. He said the Lord told him when people talk to him, say something to him, get an understanding. And of what they're saying. He said, because before he would just hear them and kind of take it lightly. But the Lord said, get a good, firm understanding of what people are saying when they talk to you. Now, when he told me that, I use the same principle with God. So when God speaks to me, I ask him questions so that I can, so then in the evil day, I can stand like Paul did. Because these kind of days are coming. You know, the enemy, every assignment God give me, you know, the enemy comes to challenge it. So I learned to fight offensively. The moment God gave me an assignment, the first thing I do is bless it. I say, Satan, you will not stop this assignment. I rebuke you. You can't work. Whatever your plan is dead. And then I speak to my will. I'm going to finish this assignment so that I don't change and nothing can get me off focus. And then I ask the Lord questions and he'll show me what I put in, whatever I need to know. That kind of, it's just like Gethsemane and the cross. You defeat the enemy in prayer, and then you do the assignment without interference. And so verse 8, and it came to pass that the father of Publius lay sick of a fever and of a bloody flux, to whom Paul entered in and prayed and laid his hands on him and healed him. So when this was done, others also which had diseases in the island came and were healed. So when we walk, when we hear God out and receive what he's saying and don't let it slip, we're ready to perform an assignment. And people are going to live because of whatever it is God gave you to do. The book you may write or the words you may speak, whatever it is. In God, nothing's minor. It's a very important thing, whatever God give you to do. Even if he just say, study my word. So when he told me to study his word, I started studying. Then he started prescribing chapters and scriptures for me to study. And so when I do that, I might get to one verse and he'll spend time schooling me on that one verse. Now he's getting ready for something. And I found out that whatever he's doing, he's preparing you ahead of time. You're going to face something, and you're going to be in a position to be a blessing to somebody. And if you're ready, when the time comes, you know, you'll pull it off. But if you let stuff slip, the time is going to happen. And, you know, in life I've done everything. I learned from the mistakes. So I made mistakes. Time would happen, and I said, this is what God was doing. And then he'd help me out. I'd pull it off, or it would have been better if I had taken more time with the Lord. So training time is very important. And people don't teach about that. They teach just belief. They teach faith, confessions, good things. I use confessions and faith to do these things. But the work of the Holy Spirit is not by might of power, but by the Holy Spirit. So when he's preparing you, be a real good student. And it, you know, that's what Paul did, and it paid off. So people came and were healed, and he said, verse 10 says, who also, verse 9, so when this was done, others also, which had diseases in the islands, came and were healed, who also honored us with many honors, and when we departed, they laded us with such things as were necessary. So they ended up leaving Melita with enough substance to make it to where they were going. And it looks like they gave them something to float in. So they, after the storm was gone.
Let me ask you, was they blessed because of Paul, what he did, the healings and stuff and all that?
Yeah.
Paul was a blessing to those people.
Uh-huh.
Said when they left, they had everything they needed to set sail. It was because of Paul.
Uh-huh. And yeah. Now the people of Melita knew about the Lord, and he could pick up where Paul left off. And I'm sure Paul taught him. So, you know, Paul was good at giving crash courses. You know, he preached for hours, and people would, you know, they wanted to know.
Break their necks.
Yeah. This is the good thing about that. If a man of God preached for hours, and everybody hear it, people are going to take different parts the most. So when they converse and talk, it's going to, you know, they'll have the balance that they need for the Lord, for the next step. following, see, God thinks of everything. And he take he'll give many people a little, that's something that they can handle. And everybody's part is major. Everybody has a great part to play. There are no minor works with God. The word of encouragement you speak can be the blessing to the next Billy Graham. Who knows? With God, anything can happen. And he loves to take a small thing and do a great work.
Amen.
He takes things that will go unnoticed and just change everything.
Well, look at his seeds. He takes an acorn and makes a big tree.
Big tree.
Yeah.
And you can you can pull motors out with oak. You can tie it to an oak branch and take the motor out of your car. It's strong. They say when you cut it, sometimes the saw blade, you'll see sparks from the saw blade. You know. He takes something small and do something great with it. Okay, we stopped at verse 11. We'll pick up there next week.
Okay.
Dear Lord, I thank you for every plan that you give to your people.
Yes.
I thank you for all of your people. They're all great, greatly important.
Thank you, Lord.
To the mission that you've given us. Lord, bless us to do all that's in your heart, losing nowhere, taking full authority over Satan.
Jesus.
And going forward, contending for the lost. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen.